once again here at the Power Grower Seminar brought to us by Crop Health Laboratories. And Jason Hodson of Advancing Eco Agriculture is sitting here with me. He is Vice President of all other projects when it comes to what Advancing Eco Ag does. So Jason, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
I work very closely with the CEO and founder, John Kemp, in research and development on creating new products, finding new uses for current products, improving the effectiveness of what we make, and also in keeping us on the cutting edge as far as consulting information and how to treat different nutritional situations, disease, insect pressure, that kind of thing, creating programs for new crops and things we haven't worked with before, places we haven't worked before. And also in forming relationships with partner businesses and distributors and things like that.
Well, I know you work hand in hand in a sister company with Crop Health Laboratories. Tell me a little bit about what AEA does for growers and what you're enabling them to utilize.
Okay. Well, we provide materials for nutritional application and soil biostimulus, and we also provide consulting information to growers we work with. And that helps them both apply our materials and also move their entire farm system into a direction that's more friendly to soil biology and also toward increased levels of plant health, fruit quality, and yield.
Today you shared with attendees here at the conference a little bit about your products and services that you offer. Kind of highlight those. You talked about soil and nutrient quality, and as well as your consulting opportunities.
Yeah, we make a complete line of nutritional products from calcium, potassium, magnesium, down through trace elements like cobalt and moly. We utilize sea minerals for ultra trace elements like gold and nickel and things like that. And we also make some soil biostimulant products that both help with soil toxicity issues for chemical applications and also help the soil to create compounds that feed the plant, oftentimes more efficiently than we can. And then we work with the growers as consultants to create programs for them that use our materials, but also other materials that are available in the marketplace.
You also highlighted some of the growers that you most recently have been working with. Talked about cherries, tomatoes, and the citrus in Florida, and some key products that they have utilized and you've seen direct results. Kind of hit on those.
Sure. One product would be Sea Shield. Sea Shield is a combination of crab shell, shrimp shell, and fish hydrolysate. And it is a very effective product to bring available calcium to plants because of the shell content. It has a good amount of high-quality nitrogen as well. And because of its chitosan and chitinase compounds that are in it coming from the shells as well, it actually acts as an immune system elicitor in plants, which it basically causes the plant's immune system to become more active. And we use it to help them overcome disease challenges and insect pressure. It's also a very strong soil biostimulant, especially in the fungal communities, and has been used, like I mentioned in my talk, in a way to help create a more vibrant fungal community under orchard trees, for example, which depend on those associations very strongly. Other products are Rejuvenate, which is our soil bacterial stimulant. It is a product that can change soil structure and soil health very dramatically. We've used a number of situations to go onto a hard compacted soil and be able to loosen that soil up, change the structure. It's more open, more friable, works more easily, and also is able to produce better nutrition for plants. And other product would be like a PhD calcium, which is our micronized calcium product, which we talked about in the citrus trials and has been doing a good job in Florida, getting calcium levels up in trees affected by citrus greening. And that is a product that we manufacture and is micronized from very specific limestone sources and is chelated with different humic compounds to create plant availability, so it's easily taken up through roots or leaves, but is not soluble and it won't tie up in soil with other minerals, and will stay around in the root zone when it's applied that way for a long time.
Well, as you guys utilizing or as you guys are utilizing these cutting edge technologies and innovation, you talked about part of your job is finding new projects. So let's look into the future. What are you seeing coming down the pipeline that's going to be some products you can utilize or on different crops?
Okay, well, we're always looking for, especially on the trace mineral side, like I mentioned, we did some experiments with nickel, you know, over the summer, and had a huge effect on the plant physiology as expressed in the sap analysis in tomatoes, and were able to solve some disease challenges we weren't able to solve other ways. And nickel is not even recognized in an agronomy textbook as an essential plant nutrient. It is in some of the plant physiology circles, but not on agronomy. So we're always looking to kind of push the accepted knowledge of what plants need to grow well and be healthy, and find the key pieces that are missing. You know, so we haven't offered nickel as a standalone product before, but we're going to work over the winter to be able to offer that, you know, next spring, so we can begin to apply that in a safe way that can help solve some of the challenges we've figured out over this last season. We're also continuing to look into more effective biostimulant products. A lot of the farms we work on have been negatively affected by years of herbicide applications or other pesticides, and the plants are being negatively affected by that with root damage or leaf damage, and want to be able to come onto those farms and help, you know, break down and get rid of some of those chemical legacies from past systems.
Well, thank you, Jason, for kind of sharing a little bit more about what Advancing Eco Agriculture is doing to help growers across the country utilize this new technology when it comes to collecting the sap analysis and really fine-tuning the nutrient structure of their crops. Once again, talking with Jason Hodson with Advancing Eco Ag here at the Power Grower Seminar. I am Jamie Johansson.